President Trump's pick for Supreme Court justice is meeting with individual senators ahead of his confirmation hearing next month. Yesterday, he sat down with Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. This morning on Fox News, Johnson called Kavanaugh a really nice guy and a person of integrity, and that there's no question he should be confirmed.
I don't see how anybody could oppose his nomination. We consider his incredible judicial record. Democrats have a dozen years of experience. I don't know, are they going to be looking for his fourth grade essays? They have more than enough information to make a decision. This should be 100-0 in terms of the vote.
Democrats have been requesting specific documents from the National Archives on Kavanaugh's time as White House staff secretary during the George W. Bush years. But an archives spokesperson says those kinds of requests can only come from committee chairs, and Republicans aren't too keen on asking for them. Last weekend, the Judiciary Committee released some 80,000 pages of documents from Kavanaugh's time as a White House lawyer. So far, more than 103,000 pages of material have been made public. So what do they tell us about Kavanaugh's White House tenure? Jordan Carney is the Senate reporter for The Hill. Jordan, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
As we said, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin seemed fairly impressed with Kavanaugh. What kind of reaction has he been getting from other senators with whom he's met?
Yeah, I would say the reaction that we've seen is pretty closely so far breaking down along partisan lines. So far, most of the Republicans have met with him. Only Senator Susan Collins from Maine and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska are holding out so far. All the Republican reaction has been, you know, very positive, you know, expecting to support him, think he'll be confirmed. So far, most of the Democratic caucus has not actually sat down with him. So far, we've had three. We've had Joe Donnelly from Indiana, Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota, and Joe Manchin from West Virginia. They aren't saying, you know, whether or not they're going to support him. They are saying they had, you know, productive meetings. They, you know, they had wide-ranging discussions, but not a lot of insight there into how they actually think about Kavanaugh.
And why would those three Democrats in particular be willing to meet with him when their colleagues have not?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously those are the three Democrats that supported President Trump's first Supreme Court nominee last year, Neil Gorsuch. They're viewed as the three Democrats most likely to vote yes this time, and importantly, there are three Democrats running for re-elections in states that were won pretty easily by Trump in 2016.
And as you said, Senator Murkowski from Alaska, Senator Collins from Maine, they are Republicans who have not yet met with him. They are also Republicans that have been seen as possibly able to be swayed to vote against him. They have sided with Democrats on other issues. Is this meaningful that they haven't met with him yet?
I mean, when you talk to them, they really just say, you know, there's a ton of paperwork. He's got 12 years on the court. We really want to take our time and go through with this before, you know, we meet with him. Senator Murkowski told some reporters earlier that she expects to meet with him next week. You know, Senator Collins has said she expects to meet with him in the later part of this month. So, I mean, I think it's just they're trying to do their due diligence before they meet with him.
Senator Johnson said there's no way anybody should vote against Brett Kavanaugh, but Wisconsin's other senator, Democrat Tammy Baldwin, said Americans don't want the Supreme Court to, quote, advance a political agenda to overturn the law of the land on health care for people with pre-existing conditions and women's reproductive health. And then she said on other matters as well. Do we have an idea of how much support there is right now in general for Kavanaugh's confirmation?
Well, because the Senate changed the rules last year, he's only going to need a simple majority support. So let's say that all the Republicans decide to vote for him, he can automatically get confirmed. He wouldn't need Democrats in that instance. Most of the Democratic caucus is expected to be a no vote. There are some, you know, that are still riding on the fence saying they want to wait until the hearing, but they are expected to be no. So when you talk to, you know, Republican leadership, they put, you know, maybe the number of yes votes they can get around 54, which would be the three Democrats that voted for Gorsuch last year and then all the Republicans.
Jordan Carney is the Senate reporter for The Hill. We're talking with her about where we're at in the vetting process of Brett Kavanaugh, who has been nominated to fill the open seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. And Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley of Iowa has scheduled Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing for September 4th and said it would last for 3 or 4 days. What actually happens in those confirmation hearings, Jordan?
Yeah, so this is kind of their first chance to talk to Kavanaugh publicly and sort of really push him in front of the cameras on these issues that they feel important. Democrats will probably ask about health care and abortion rights and executive authority and what that might mean for the Mueller investigation. It's Kavanaugh's first chance to really kind of introduce himself to the American people, or at least the American people that are going to be watching his confirmation hearing. But it is very choreographed, I would say. Republicans have a certain set of questions. Democrats have, you know, a different set of questions, and they're going to try to push Kavanaugh to explain his thinking on some of the legal issues that they feel are really central to this vote.
And how much are the confirmation hearings a chance for senators to actually speak more to their constituents? I mean, they have the opportunity to get questions answered by Kavanaugh or through other means. Is this more of a way for them to telegraph to their constituents what issues that they're championing?
Yeah, they're really going to be asking questions about the issues that they, I mean, that their constituents care about and that they care about. Like I mentioned, Democrats will really be trying to kind of lay out their message to him on things like health care and abortion and executive authority, but also trying to get him to not necessarily slip up, but to be a little more candid on what he thinks about those issues.
And with that confirmation hearing set for September 4th and expected to take a few days, what does that then mean for the timeline of when the full Senate vote might happen?
Yeah, so there was some speculation over like the past month that maybe the vote would get pushed into later into October just because of the volume of documents that need to be produced and all the meetings. But once they announced that the hearing would start on September 4th, you had John Cornyn, who's the number two Republican up here, say this actually puts them on track to have a full Senate vote before October 1st, so have him on the bench if he's confirmed by the time the Supreme Court starts its next term.
Well, that's interesting because Senator Grassley has also requested documents from Kavanaugh's time as a White House lawyer. The National Archives say that could total more than 900,000 pages and that they would likely not be able to fulfill that request until late October. That would put that well after that. Is that a problem?
So that's part of what is infuriating Democrats right now, is that they feel like they're not going to have, you know, an adequate amount of time to review documents. The National Archives, as you mentioned, is still going to be handing over documents, even past the confirmation hearing and, you know, potentially past a vote. Republicans sort of brush all that aside and say it's fine because we have the second document production happening from a lawyer for President George W. Bush who's going through the same set of documents and handing them over to us sort of at a faster rate. So we'll get these documents, we'll just get them from a different source.
One of the issues that I've seen raised is that Brett Kavanaugh may be a nominee who would see the scope of presidential authority and what the president can do as wider and interpreted more loosely than some other people who might be qualified for this position. Is that something that is likely to be brought up in the confirmation hearing?
I would be surprised if that's not one of the first things that are brought up once Democrats start asking their questions in this confirmation hearing, just because they're very concerned about that, particularly in the way that Brett Kavanaugh might think a president could interpret laws. They think it might have implications for the Robert Mueller investigation. And going back to Kavanaugh's work, you know, during the Clinton administration on Ken Starr's investigation and just sort of parsing through what he, sort of where he thinks the bounds presidential power are.
Where are those concerns coming from? What do people for whom that's an issue point to as a red flag in Kavanaugh's background?
Yeah, there have been some law review articles that Kavanaugh wrote post-Clinton that basically said, you know, I don't think it's helpful for a president to be indicted. I understand that, you know, the American people kind of want the president to be normal, but I think we should give them some reprieve from normalcy of American life. There was some work that he did as part of Ken Starr's investigation saying, you know, I don't think we're going to indict the president. He should be indicted while he's still in office. And so Democrats are really digging into his previous writings and his previous speeches and trying to figure out where exactly he, what his thinking is now on those issues.
So we're about 3 weeks out from the confirmation hearing. Brett Kavanaugh will be continuing these meetings with senators, the rest of the Republicans, possibly some Democrats. Jordan, what are you going to be watching for in these next few weeks as regards to how smoothly this nomination might go?
Yeah, so, I mean, some of the big outstanding meetings, obviously, are going to be Murkowski and Collins, and, you know, hearing what they say coming out of those meetings, and, you know, do they have any concerns, particularly on the abortion issue, which is important to both of them. Senator Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, is going to be meeting with Kavanaugh next week, and then there's sort of this lingering fight over the documents. Democrats said today that if they can't get the National Archives to respond to their Freedom of Information Act request for Kavanaugh's documents, including all of his White House documents, that they are going to sue for those documents. So that would sort of elevate the fight to a new level.
Well, Jordan, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Jordan Carney is a Senate reporter for The Hill. We talked with her about the latest on the vetting process of President Trump's nominee for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.